Good evening. I want to greet you, rather. I will try to speak less than half an hour, I hope. I am in Germany. I work in the university in Germany. As I said last year, I work in this university. I'm finishing my doctoral thesis in the history of math. The conference I will give is called Science is a Tool to Open Cracks and Math to Build Worlds. My presentation has four topics. First, science. I will review briefly what we understand as science, or what I understand as science. And then the scientific community, how it's organized. And then the wall. I'll give two examples where we see the capitalist process that directly affects sciences. And the crack is like how science can generate this crack to go about changing the world. First, I asked a question: what is science? As we saw last year, the science seeks to understand explanations for natural or social phenomena or even environmental phenomena. It seeks solutions to problems. I divide it into different points of how to go about doing the scientific method. First, we want to pose the phenomena or the problem. What do we want to research? What interests us? After we pose the problem, then we see what the phenomena is. We propose possible explanations. This is one possible explanation for this phenomenon. There are other types of explanations for other phenomena. You are proposing an explanation, a solution. This is a hypothesis. To be able to corroborate your hypothesis, you look for proof, data, to see if your possible explanation works to solve this problem. Through experiments, sometimes we do experiments, looking for data that prove that your hypothesis is true or that it's false, or it may say that it's true to a certain point. Upon examining these data, we analyze the data. Upon analyzing the data, we modify and we can reject the hypothesis. Reject or modify the hypothesis. We have several processes involving creativity, also in the case of experiments, like mental experiments or physical experiments, these also require creativity. If we want to see how a plant grows, we need certain condition for the experiment to work. When you've analyzed the data, to accept, modify, or reject your hypothesis, then you propose the solution to your problem and you generate a theory. And this theory solves the problem. The scientific community discusses it. This is important because you don't just confront the data, but also with the different results of other people in the scientific community. And also they repeat the experiment and see if they come up with the same types of results and if they can corroborate the hypothesis that the person was presenting. Corroborating data is part of the scientific process. As I mentioned, science in a certain moment science is often linked to technology. There is not a clear border between science and technology. Sometimes we invent technology to find results. Like to find a particle within the theory of the particles. Another example is searching for medicines or GMOs to apply certain technologies to generate the genetically modified plants or human beings. This is research focused on technology. After we have the results, the scientific community discusses the results. And so the scientific community has to be somewhat organized. It's organized in schools, research centers, conferences, seminars. In universities, but also outside of universities, the scientific community contains individuals. And oftentimes, scientists do science in a way that seems individual, but also collectively, depending how the study is going. As I mentioned, the scientific community has discussion events in universities, forums, and the scientific community tries to reach consensus to accept or reject theories. A historic example is the planetary system of the solar system. First, Ptolemy thought that the Earth was in the middle and all the other bodies rotated around the Earth, and then Galileo said no. Galileo showed proof that the sun is in the middle and the planets rotate around it. When he proposed this theory, there was a very strong discussion within the scientific community and also the church because it broke with the Ptolemaic theory, which was accepted until then. So Galileo, spoke of how the planets in the solar system functioned. I remember in school we always laughed when some kids said the sun went around the around the Earth. But we now are closer to reality with Galileo's theory. But Ptolemy's theory also functioned for a while. Now, in the face of the wall in this case, in the case of Galileo, it wasn't the church because that's where science was happening. The wall, often, we have to understand where funds come to do science. And scientific research depends on society providing funds for scientists to be able to continue living, to be able to do science. So civil society gives money to universities and research centers, and with this, scientists can do their experiments, their mental experiments, and seek to resolve the problems that they're interested in. A problem is part of these funds are provided by private origin, not just public. In the mid and long term, while the goals of universities don't change, these funds allow for basic science in the short term. As I mentioned, there's private initiative, which is investing in science. And here the problem comes in. To come up with results, and the results of the studies they do seek profit, to obtain profit. The knowledge that industry is obtaining seeks it to be private because they are under the capitalist logic. In this case, we have drug companies or agrochemical companies that do technological research, like in the case of Monsanto, GMOs or pesticides, with the objective of gaining profit. It's business. And also Bayer produces medicine and other chemicals like pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers. As I say, when they're carrying out studies, the objective is to generate capital and sell things. With GMOs, it's clear you can only buy it from Monsanto because it patented it. It patented life. It patented GMO seeds. And they also have the pesticide that doesn't kill the GMO plant. It's a double profit because the farmer becomes trapped in a cycle because the pesticide kills all other life and diversity, like an insects which pollinate. This is very serious. But they always try to convince us that it's good, that it's science for a better life. Or Monsanto tries to save the world from hunger, but they generate more problems. Neurological problems, they poison people with glyphosate. Or in Nicaragua, there are people working in sugarcane fields with pesticides that have chronic kidney failure. And no one responds. No one takes responsibility for their illnesses, not the private businesses. So this is a big problem. This is the case of using science as business and technology. In the case of science, a wall, for example, budget cuts in public universities, and very odd things happen within universities, like editors publish results, non-scientific results, but when they're published, the copyright doesn't belong to the researcher that did the study, but it belongs to, I guess, the editor. And so when they publish them, you have to buy the journal. This means that someone that doesn't have access to the journal because they're not in the university, because the university doesn't pay a subscription for that specific journal, so they don't have the access to the latest scientific findings. Another problem is that scientific knowledge generated, published in these journals, are generated with public funds. This means that society pays, gives the funds to the scientists in public universities so they research and generate knowledge. And then there's things like prestige, and then you need a certain number of points to be able to earn a little higher salary and get another project. And they tell you that you have to publish your findings in a renowned journal. And these, in the last 20, 25 years, have almost all been bought by four editors specialized in scientific articles. And they don't let, they're appropriating the knowledge that was generated by public funds, which is the contradiction of science and research, because this knowledge is generated with public funds, and as they're published, they are privatized by these editors, editorials, companies. So science has this problem. The scientific community discusses the data. People doing science often have access, but not everybody does. There's some specialized journals, but someone who's doing a doctorate that doesn't have enough funds, it's very difficult to. There are ways in the internet, and there are ways to get in through the back door and find these documents. But it's very difficult to access them. So they privatized knowledge, which was generated with public funds. They say there's no problem, all scientists have access to the journals. But that's not the point. The point is there's a business that's charging the university again to buy their journal, where they have the copyright. Some researcher publishes an article, and they say, well, okay, well, publish your article, your book, and you have several copies. They give you 10 copies, but not just. But sometimes they might pay you a little bit, but usually what happens is you have to pay if they accept your doctoral thesis in these renowned journals. Maybe 1,500 euros. They appropriate all the copyrights. The author pays for it to be published. The funds that were used to generate the knowledge were mostly public, from scholarships, public funds, and then the editorial appropriates this knowledge and they sell it back to the university where that knowledge was generated. In the case of private businesses, they invest in shorter or medium term. And they are not interested in basic research anymore. Now we come to the crack. That was the wall. Now the crack. Scientific work is done in community, in collective, because you need exchanges with other scientists to corroborate your hypothesis, your study, to obtain knowledge, to share your knowledge. So one way of beginning to form a crack in these structures, which are privatizing knowledge, is disobeying norms or regulations. Of course, we have web pages, and while we're doing this, we look for those. We can get books free. We can download an article. That's an advantage. And the scientific community should be doing this more often. To open up the knowledge. So to open the crack up more in the scientific community, we should try to foment contacts with society, with people from outside, and share knowledge with the general public, not just the people who are behind the walls doing research. And we have to foment scientific thought, critical thought in society. Continually try to seek solutions to problems in society and as collective, individually and collectively. And that's where we can generate the crack, because we'll find a problem, like a social problem, whatever kind of problem, a problem of organization. We have to think of the problem together and invent ways to resolve the problem, to find solutions, to do experiments, mental or physical experiments. So we make decisions in this process. We have to, if we foment science, there will be more knowledge in society, and society will know how science is functioning and have the possibility to seek solutions to their problems. Not just problems, just to know, to learn. I think this is very important in a community. So here we begin to seek answers in the face of the blows of the wall, the capitalism, constant blows from politics. We will begin to seek answers, explanations to these phenomena. We have to be careful to not be simplist or have conspiracy theories, but we can understand better the problems, be able to better organize them. Now, finally, math to change the world. What I proposed, not just math, sciences in general, what I proposed last year is that I think math teaches us to think using a certain type of logic, like changing axioms, laws of our mathematical system. And by changing axioms, we can generate new worlds, we might say. That's the rules of the game. For example, in practice, the seven Zapatista principles that the CNI is, this National Indigenous Congress is following, those change relations between those who govern and those who are governed. It changes the relationship between those who are obeying and ordering. Also, this follows human rights, and we seek to not have contradictions. Math is like a mirror, a way of understanding. It's a structure, and if we look beyond the structures, we find another world, other logics, systems of logic. With respect to nature, with respect to the customs, the ways of indigenous peoples, we have to constantly be questioning if this is working okay, if it's not, and turn the problem around and look for another solution. If the first one doesn't work, if the first answer doesn't work, then we can keep looking for them. That's what science is. That's the way we can do science and also change the world. That's the method that the Zapatista communities do. We have this problem, we're going to turn it around, think of it in a different way, look for different solutions, if it works, and if it doesn't work, we'll rethink it. That's turning the problem around. That's what I wanted to share. Thank you for your attention, and have a good year, and we're in contact. I hope you can write and we can continue to discuss these topics. Hopefully later we can be together talking about this. I embrace you in solidarity.